Good morning, beloved. Again, it's a privilege to be able to start our day off together with you in reading God's Word. Today we are in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 14. And by means of a second parable, Jesus is teaching about being faithful to what is entrusted to one's care. Three servants are put in charge of their master's property, and two of them invest wisely. And again, God's saving word for us as we continue through this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 14. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there was a man who was about to leave home on a trip. He called his servants and put them in charge of his property. He gave to each one according to his ability. To one he gave 5,000 gold coins, to another he gave 2,000, and to another he gave 1,000. Then he left on his trip. The servant who had received 5,000 coins went at once and invested his money and earned another 5,000. In the same way, the servant who had received 2,000 coins earned another 2,000. But the servant who had received 1,000 coins went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The servant who had received 5,000 coins came in and handed over the other 5,000. "You gave me 5,000 coins, sir," he said. "Look, here are another 5,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." Then the servant who had been given 2,000 coins came in and said, "You gave me 2,000 coins, sir, and look, here are another 2,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." Then the servant who had received 1,000 coins came in and said, "Sir, I know that you are a hard man. You reap harvests where you did not plant, and you gather crops where you did not scatter seed. I was afraid, so I went off and I hid your money in the ground. Look, here it is, what belongs to you." "Why, you bad and lazy servant," his master said. "You knew, did you, that I reap harvests where I did not plant and gather crops where I did not scatter seed? Well, then you should have deposited my money in the bank, and it would have received it all back with interest when I returned. Now take the money away from him. Give it to the other one who has 10,000 coins. For to every person who has something, even more will be given, and he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing, even the little that he has, will be taken away from him. For as for this useless servant, throw him outside in the darkness, where he will cry and gnash his teeth." And the key verse for us today is Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Where Jesus says that the master said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," said the master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." And you know, in here in this parable, it's interesting that. The word that is being used for a year's salary is a talent, a gold coin, 360 days of hard labor, and you know, which would amount, you know, to perhaps, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in today's economy. And this man, the first servant, was given 5,000 of these, 5,000 years worth of wages. And the second one was given 2,000 coins, 2,000 years worth of wages. And the third one, he too was given a large amount, 1,000 years worth of wages. And yet, out of fear, out of laziness, the Bible doesn't tell us what, he just said it would be better just buried in the ground and wait for the mass to come back, and that way it would be safe. But the others used what had been put in their hands, those talents, those coins that had been put into their hands, used them wisely, and was able to reap a big reward for their master. You know, precious ones, God puts many talents into our hands too, not just monetary blessings, but He has given us abilities, what we call talents. And it is up to us to discover these talents and to use them and multiply them so that our Heavenly Father receives even a bigger harvest when He returns. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to be a faithful servant and steward of your boundless blessings. I seek to follow your teachings and to be obedient to your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31, where Jesus concludes his eschatological discourse with a depiction of the final judgment. And so until we meet again, may God richly bless you and your family, is my prayer.